United Conservatives would like to congratulate Prime Minister Mark Carney on his election victory and the formation of a minority government. We would also like to express our appreciation to Pierre Poilievre for his honorable leadership and powerful advocacy in defense of Alberta's economy, energy workers, and the constitutional rights of all Canadians. His vision for a stronger, safer, more united Canada has inspired millions across the country and has earned the respect of countless Canadians and Albertans. As I have stated on my social media, our local MP, Damien Kurek, my personal hero, has made the honorable move by stepping aside to allow Pierre Poilievre the ability to maintain his seat in Parliament to continue to be a strong voice and hold the Liberals accountable for actions against Albertans. We will continue to see Damien work locally, and he can count on participation and support from me as your MLA for the Camrose constituency. Despite a new face at the helm, the federal government remains the same one that has spent the last decade undermining Alberta's economy, landlocking our resources, and threatening our core industries. We recognize and want to share the deep frustration being felt by many Albertans today. Now is the time for Prime Minister Carney to prove that he is prepared to govern differently compared to his predecessor. If he is serious about resetting the shattered relationship between Alberta and Ottawa, that reset must come through meaningful and decisive action, not symbolic gestures or hollow rhetoric. Within the first 6 months of his term, the Prime Minister must take real steps to reverse the damage his party has done to Alberta. That means repealing Bill C-69, lifting the tanker ban off the Pacific coast, and scrapping the emissions cap that would impose a de facto production limit on Alberta's oil and gas industry. It means abandoning the unrealistic federal mandates, including the clean electricity regulations, net zero vehicle targets, ending the prohibition on single-use plastics, returning oversight of the industrial carbon tax to the provinces, and stopping the censorship of Canadian energy companies. We understand how disappointing it is to even have to address these common-sense measures, but Albertans can take confidence in the fact that their government is prepared to take on Ottawa. We have planned for this moment and will not accept the status quo to continue any longer. Albertans are proud Canadians who want to live in a strong, united, and prosperous country. But we are not going to stand by while our province is being targeted and reduced by a federal government that refuses to respect our role within Confederation. In the weeks ahead, Albertans will have the opportunity to take part in a serious conversation about our province's future. Together, we will assess these options that are available to help strengthen and protect Alberta from future hostile actions from the federal government and ultimately choose the best path forward for Alberta. We will lead that discussion with sincerity and determination, always with the goal in mind of securing Alberta's place in a united Canada that respects our constitutional rights, facilitates our resource development, and treats us as an equal partner in Confederation. This government's commitment is to the people of Alberta. We will not back down. We will stand firm, and we will defend the jobs, industries, and prosperity that Alberta families depend on, no matter who is sitting in the Prime Minister's chair. MLA Jackie Lovely can be contacted at her constituency office located at No. 104, 4870 51st Street, Camrose AB, T4V1S1, or by telephone at 780-672-0000.